Damn it. Give it up!
Welcome back to Wrench Jockey Radio after that fucking nightmare of an introduction. What the fuck was that?
The case wouldn't give up the beer.
Oh my god.
This...
What?
This guy makes too much noise.
What are you gonna do about it? Are you gonna go get the other guy?
I'll take this guy outside right now and put him down.
Don't put him down. I like sitting in that guy.
I suppose I'll lean back.
Yeah?
I suppose.
Think so?
Yeah.
The last two episodes of Wrench Jockey Radio, you guys have had surprise interviews. Because we haven't, like... Well, I mean, we were working on scheduling one, and then we had
last
surprise
week was
interviews.
Definitely a surprise.
Yeah, it was definitely a surprise. We knew Moonshine was coming a couple weeks ago, but we just decided to record them that week anyways, even though we had an interview the week prior.
Oh, yeah, that's our first solo in a couple weeks. Well... Last week started as a solo.
Last week started
as
a solo.
Did not finish as one, however.
No, it did not. So this week, we're actually going solo.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. Well, I should probably just turn my phone off. So nobody fucking calls me in the middle of this. Not to bag on Casey, because I love Casey to death.
Damn you, Casey!
So we're actually just solo this week. Yesterday was Valentine's Day.
Was.
Did you do anything fun for Valentine's Day?
Oh, yeah, bud. Went to the old Red Lobster.
The Red Lobster. Yeah, took Barb out to the Red Lobster on your fucking hog.
I'm not going to front. I love my wife. And she's not going to listen to this. I love her to death. It feels relatively trailer park trash to reserve a table at a Red Lobster. I told her that yesterday, too.
I was like, do you know how fucking trashy it feels?
It just feels like, yeah, I'm going to get out the double wide night, take Barbara out on fucking, yeah, hog. Going down to the Red Lobster.
I can honestly say, I've never actually ate at a Red Lobster.
You don't like fish, though.
I don't. I'm not big on fish.
So don't
go
to Red Lobster, idiot.
Doesn't they don't serve anything else other than just seafood?
Not really. I mean, you could probably get like a cheeseburger or something.
That's kind of what I figured I'd end up eating.
Steak maybe, but...
Yeah, I'm not, for those that don't know, I'm not big on seafood. I'm really not. I'm like shrimp, like, I'll eat fish if you like bake it.
Yeah.
Like.
You like shrimp though?
I do like shrimp.
Okay, so, leading into the Red Lobster debacle.
Okay. Oh, I think I kind of remember a Snapchat.
Was a fucking, yeah, you do, yeah, which was a debacle. So I got the endless shrimp. And
was
my wife...
That, so, okay, was that like your whole meal?
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't know. I mean,
besides
like
the biscuits and whatnot.
Yeah, I didn't know if it was like an appetizer or something.
The endless shrimp?
Well, I would just think endless shrimp would be a good appetizer for like a big table or something. You know what
no,
I mean?
No, you get endless shrimp. It's for you.
You
ain't sharing.
Oh, I don't fucking care, okay?
$25, endless shrimp. Aside.
Oh, I can eat $25 worth of shrimp, for sure.
You seen the Snapchat I sent you last night.
How are they serving you the shrimp, and how much is it? Like, how much shrimp is on, like, is it jumbo shrimp?
Depends on which ones you get.
Okay.
But they're not, like, small shrimp, well, unless you get the popcorn shrimp, which I didn't get last night. But they come, from what I calculated last night, and looking at everything that I got. So you start off, when you get the endless shrimp, you order three to start with. And there's like six or eight types of shrimp you can choose from.
Okay.
You know, different ways, fried, grilled,
yeah,
blah, 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 blah.
Blah, 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 marinated, I don't fucking know.
You start with three. So I started with grilled skewer, salt and vinegar fried shrimp.
Oh, that sounds good.
They were delicious. And garlic shrimp scampi.
Okay.
There appeared to be six of each. And it appears that you get six per...
Skewer?
Per order of shrimp.
Okay.
So all in all, I had six rounds of shrimp last night. I cooked... I fucked up 36 shrimps.
With three skewers per round?
Well, they don't all come on skewers.
Okay.
Only the grilled ones come on a skewer. So, okay. You know, you've been taking over the farts on this podcast.
I haven't
shit my ass in a while.
speaking of shitting my ass and shrimp, I think if I ate that much shrimp, it would probably just fall out of me.
You know, I thought that too.
No?
No.
Nice and solid.
Yeah, bud. Not even soft serve.
Not even soft serve?
Nope. You know how my mom's proud of what she raised? Of all things I could have been, I'm some dumb, half-drunk wrench that just talks about my
shit.
Ass.
Shit.
Yeah. What the fuck ever.
So you went to Red Lobster. Did you do anything else or just...
Oh, no. Yeah. So, and that's... 36 shrimps don't sound like... Oh, that is a lot of shrimp. But We also had, like, some stuffed mushrooms.
Ooh.
They were seafood stuffed mushrooms.
What does that mean?
Some seafood concoction they put on top of the mushrooms.
So they don't just... I'm just like stuff them and fry them?
No, they wasn't fried. Oh. They're just like regular mushrooms.
Okay.
With the stuff over the top, and then they like bake it. They were good.
Okay.
And then we had, well, you've never been to a Red Lobster, but
nope.
They have Cheddar Bay biscuits. That's like their equivalent of Texas Roadhouse rolls. They fucking smack.
Okay. Bet.
Outstanding.
Okay.
Actually, you can buy the kit to make the Cheddar Bay biscuits in the store. Recommend it.
Okay, is it, like, just like it?
Yeah, except for the ones at home, you mix up, like, the garlic butter stuff they put on top of it.
Yeah.
And you can put way more on top than they put in the restaurant. Oh, I actually prefer them more at home than I do at the restaurant.
Better than, okay.
Yeah, because you can just fucking drown them. Yeah.
Just went to dinner, hung out.
Just fucked up some scrimps.
Me and my girlfriend did inherently nothing.
Well, I was like, man, he's probably doing something tonight. And I look. Because for those of you who don't know, we're all on the same Life 360. Yeah. I know we've said that before, but some people may still not know. It's like, oh, I wonder what they're doing tonight. Because that's me being fucking nosy. I'll admit it, I don't care.
I don't fucking care.
And then that's when I realized you were at a board meeting.
Yep. So I left here at, like, close to 7. Went to the board meeting that lasted an hour. And I did not get to see my girlfriend until, like, 8:30 p.m. on Valentine's Day. And then I showed up, ate dinner, and then laid in bed and watched a movie. It was fun. It was nice to, like, not do something, because normally my weekends are packed.
It's better than going out and fighting the crowd at Valentine's Day.
Also true. Also very true. I didn't have that.
I would have been just as content. And not that I wasn't happy to go out with my wife, because I always am.
Mm-hmm.
But I would have been just as content sitting at home with her.
Yeah.
Well, cooking up a nice dinner.
I'm always content just sitting at home with her.
Yeah.
It's nice every once in a while to just do that. I'm like, huh. But it also makes me itchy.
Well, yeah.
Because I'm like...
You can only sit at home for so long, and then you just get itchy. The bugs, they're under your skin.
The bugs are under your skin. Your bones, they're wet.
Your bones are wet. I know you don't want to think about that right now, but just take the next 10 seconds and reflect. Your bones are, in fact, wet.
What else makes people uncomfortable?
The word moist.
Yeah, a lot of people don't like the word moist.
I don't know why that bothers people.
I don't know, either.
But then again, I watch people die on Instagram every day, so...
Dude, Instagram Reels?
It's been permeating onto Facebook.
Has it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not really on
Facebook. Yeah, I watched a bitch get smoked by a slab of concrete today.
If you guys aren't on the side of Instagram Reels where people die, I'm not going to tell you that's where it's at, but that's where it's at.
If you're a fucked up individual, that's where it's at. If you're a normal person, it probably is like, what the fuck?
Yeah, that's fair.
We're not normal people.
No. No, not even fucking close. Where was I going with that? I thought I had somewhere to go with that.
You were itchy. Because you sat around at home too long.
Oh, yeah. What else makes people uncomfortable? Like, the fucking, like, bugs under your skin, your bones are...
I don't know.
Like...
There's bugs behind your eyes.
Yeah, there's bugs behind your eyes. You need to dig your eye out.
Eat it.
Eat it. Eat your eye and dig the bugs out.
Okay, so this is a horror podcast this week. We don't talk about turning wrenches anymore.
Oh, my fucking God. What did I do last weekend?
I don't know. I wasn't here.
What the fuck did I do? Oh, I got way, way too drunk Saturday. Like, way too. We were so drunk.
Well, you were at the Wings for 3.5 hours.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to come down there, but then I decided to just sit at home.
Well, I was on a double date with my sister and her boyfriend.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. So we went and saw them. This is coming back to me. It was like a fucking, like, family weekend, kind of.
There's nothing wrong with that.
No, there's nothing wrong with that. It was just like, bam, catch up with all the fucking family weekend or something. Because, like, we went to my girlfriend's grandparents on her mom's side on Friday night. I'm remembering this now. Hung out with them, bullshitted and talked and whatever, because they typically get together on Friday nights and just hang out. Then Saturday, my girlfriend worked. I worked on my pickup here for a while, and then went and grabbed her. Went and had dinner with my sister and her boyfriend, and then we proceeded to... We went to watch the IU-Purdue game, which Purdue won. That was fucking awesome. And then we proceeded to, because we had been sitting there drinking for so long, want to continue to drink.
Allegedly.
I'm not sure what time we crawled in bed. I think it was like 2:30 in the morning, because we got so slammed, we decided that it was a good idea to take me, my girlfriend, the dog, my girlfriend's roommate, and her friend, pile into the single cab pickup, 4 people with the dog, and go to her mom's place and hang out with her mom at like 1 o'clock in the morning. So we went and hung out with my girlfriend's mom at 1 o'clock in the morning, just fucking
5 deep in a day cab.
5 deep in a day cab.
4 deep in a day cab.
But, 4 deep. Yeah, you get it. 4.5. There's a dog.
Well, no. You, your girlfriend's roommate, the dog.
And my girlfriend's roommate's friend.
Oh, I missed that part.
Yeah, there's 4.5 or 5, depending on what the dog counts for.
Well, it has one eye, so it's a half.
So, then we woke up Sunday morning, so hungover, it wasn't even funny, and
checks out.
Went to go watch my little brother preach.
Yeah, how was that?
It was good. He did a really good job. I can't remember off the top of my head what he preached about. I texted my mom so I could tell you here in a couple of seconds. For those that are religious, if you would like to go look it up, my brother preached about Romans chapter 2, verses 1 through 11. He also told a modern parable about a judge and stuff like that and compared it to the scripture. The whole sermon was kind of just about judgment and stuff like that.
Sure.
And the Lord's judgment and, like, our judgment and judgment against others and stuff like that. It was a really, really good sermon. He did a very good job, which is really cool to see because my little brother, you know, nobody on this podcast knows anything about my little brother, but he was a very shy person growing up and stuff like that, and to see him come out of his shell and be able to stand in front of a bunch of people and preach is very cool.
That is awesome.
Yeah, I was really happy to watch that. But after that, we went, so, like, who was there? My dad was there, his girlfriend was there, his girlfriend's kids were there, and my grandparents were there. It was me and my girlfriend. We all went to lunch afterwards and hung out there for, like, an hour, hour and a half and talked and stuff like that. Can't remember the name of the place. We were down in Plymouth, Indiana, which is a ways from here, because that was just where he was preaching.
Is that where he's going to stay and keep preaching?
No, they needed a fill-in preacher because their preacher at the moment was on sabbatical.
Okay, so he's just kind of
he's bouncing, filling in and stuff like that. And
he's going to school, isn't he?
Yeah, he's going to school for...
Is he going to Grace?
No, he's going to Bethel.
Bethel, okay.
Bethel, which is, it's kind of like a, it's hard to explain exactly how my little brother's school works, but he's like one place and another and stuff like that. But sure. It's mainly through Bethel. And then after that, we, you know, hung out and lunch and whatever, yada, yada, yada. Went back home for a little while and then went and hung out with my girlfriend's dad and his friends and stuff like that and blah, 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 and her little brother and this, that, and the other, and watched the Super Bowl in a garage with a bunch of people.
Yeah, sport ball.
Yeah, sport ball. Yeah. And then went home after that. It was like 8:39 or something, and went to bed.
After I got on Sunday, I went and babysat Hayden.
Oh, yeah, let's hear about your weekend now, because you were in the...
Plainfield. I was in a burb.
Yeah.
So, my wife and I are on the Indiana Farm Bureau board for our county for the Young Farmer and Ag Professional spot.
Yeah.
And if any of you guys that listen to this are local and you're under the age of 35 and you're interested in young farmers, that is something you can do. Get a hold of me. Mm-hmm. But I'm not here to push that. They have a yearly conference every year for just the young farmers.
Yeah.
So, you go, like, we went down. It's Friday, Saturday. Well, it's technically Sunday, too, but not really. So, Friday night, you show up. They have, like, a happy hour at the bar, the hotel, because it's always in a really nice hotel.
Mm.
And it's, like, a hotel that has a conference center attached. And
okay, yeah.
The whole event is at the hotel.
Yeah.
So, Friday night, you get there, you hang out, have some free drinks on the bar, because it is a free happy hour.
Mm.
Then you go to, like, the opening, not the opening session, but, like, they have... They just recognize everybody that's there, yada, yada, thanks for coming, go play games, drink, whatever.
Yeah.
So they do that Friday night. We did that. Hung out for a while. Went to bed. You get up Saturday morning. It's, again, fancy hotel, so they'll make breakfast for you, yada, yada, whatever. It's not just traditional, like, continental. I mean, it is, but it's not.
Yeah.
And then all day Saturday is sessions.
Okay.
So they have an opening session that opens the conference officially.
Yeah.
And then they do breakout sessions. So they have three different topics you can pick from.
Okay.
And you go sit in whichever one most pertains to you or which one you want to hear about.
Okay.
And then there's three of those. There's an afternoon session with lunch. There's a lunch, or there's like a power break session, whatever. It ends up being like five or six sessions. It takes all day.
Okay, yeah.
So you do all that.
It's like an hour session or so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, hour and a half or some shit.
It's an hour.
Okay.
Then you have a closing session at the end of the day with dinner.
Okay.
Another speaker. Yada, yada, yada. We left after... And when it closes, there's a young farmer... chair that holds all of it for the year, or like a someone who control, you know.
Yeah.
That person steps down to do a gavel passing, new person's in for the next year.
Okay.
Blah, 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 blah. So you do that, you have dinner, and then you, like last year, we all went to Top Golf after the closing session and dinner.
Okay.
Top Golf was free, they had a buffet at Top Golf. You know, you get however much. The only thing that cost money was like alcohol.
Okay.
Whatever. Other than that, it was all free. This year, they did, like, a casino night. We didn't stay. We left before dinner. We left right after the session closed,
because
we just wanted to come home. Yeah, we did all that. Got home Saturday night. Sunday morning, got up, went to church.
Mm.
Hanging out with Hayden. Got up, went to church, got home. I was already talking to Derek, like, hey, you want to hang out today? Whatever. His brother calls me at 10:30 in the morning, and this guy's already blasted.
All right. There's not much context we can give about this guy.
No.
Really?
Other than it's Hayden.
Yeah. That's you know how you just have friends?
I can't give the background to him deciding to be blasted at 10:30 on a Sunday morning.
Yeah.
It's not my place. Anyway, we hung out, played with some RC cars, hung out in his shop, went to... place north of here to have some lunch.
Mm-hmm.
Just hung out for a while, yada, yada. Then I went back to, 6-7 o'clock Sunday evening. I went back to my wife's parents' place. They were watching the Super Bowl, yada, yada, whatever, having pizza. Get there, I'm hanging out, eating pizza. Taylor Swift comes on the TV.
Okay.
And I piped up. I'm like, I'm so tired of looking at this. I'm so tired of hearing about her. I think it's what I said. I'm so tired of hearing about her.
Mm-hmm.
Sister-in-law goes, well, then quit looking. Whatever. After that, I get my truck. I go home. I go to bed. Over it.
I'm fucking just done with it?
Mm-hmm.
Fucking goddamn.
I don't care about. It's always funny to me, something that's funny to me. Not funny, but almost anyone can make small talk over sports.
Yeah.
People look at me and go, who are you rooting for? I'm like, yeah, I don't even know who's playing. Literally don't care.
The only reason I knew who was playing is because 2 weeks prior to this weekend, we watched the two games of the Chiefs played the Lions?
Yeah, don't know. I literally don't know.
I don't remember who San Francisco played.
I don't.
And that's the only reason I knew.
I might watch a little basketball and care about a very small margin of basketball.
Uh-huh.
Outside of that, I couldn't care less.
Yeah.
I physically could not. It's just not my thing. Never has been.
Well, and I wouldn't have known who won the Super Bowl this year if not for actually TikTok, because we didn't even stay for the entire Super Bowl. I would have had no idea. And unless 2 weeks prior I didn't go to that same get-together I went to this Sunday, I wouldn't have known who was playing.
Right. That's what I'm saying. I just don't. Yeah.
Just don't fucking care.
And I'm not really trying to be an asshole, but I just don't.
We don't fucking give a shit.
I just
really
don't care.
Especially professional sports.
Yeah. I would care more about a hometown high school team than I would about.
Yeah. And that's how I am about college.
And basketball. I don't even really. Not to be a shitbag, but I don't really care about that.
Well, yeah. I just like college basketball because I think it's fun. It's different from, like, the NBA. Like, basketball is, like, really the only sport I give a shit about because it was the only sport that I was even, like, halfway as decent
that's
at.
That's just, I'll argue that's just part of being in Indiana.
Yeah, that's also fair.
For some reason, we love basketball.
We do love basketball here.
Why?
I don't know.
But it's a big damn deal around here.
Fuck yeah, it's a big damn deal. Fucking basketball. God, why is Indiana such a big, isn't it? Because, like, this is where, like, the game was created or something like that?
No idea.
I don't remember. I feel like I swear, like, and this is, like, again, leading back into, like, if for some reason it's all we care about here. I swear I remember learning in elementary school where basketball came from.
Probably.
Fucking don't remember.
You know, we know where basketball came from, but son of a bitch, I don't know how to file taxes.
School system sucks dick. Ah, do you have any other just random news? I'm trying to think.
Not really. I mean, I did some stuff to the second gen, but I think I had that all done last week. So,
what did you do to it?
We blew the steps off.
Yep, we did do that.
My truck box put in it.
Yep,
put a set of tow mirrors on it.
Mm-hmm.
Got the new wiring harness for it, which we'll probably do this weekend.
Okay. I got to, this Saturday, probably, wake up and take the junk motor mount out of my brick nose and bring it down to NEPA.
Yay.
Remember that time I bought two brand new motor mounts for my brick nose?
Mm-hmm.
Last weekend, when I was putting the motor mounts in and shit like that, because I went and got that bracket.
Yeah.
I went to go run the nuts down on the studs, and one of them just snapped off.
Checks out.
So I gotta go get the motherfucker warrantied. Motor hasn't even started yet, and the fucker's already broke. I got the intake on. That was a fucking
debacle.
Oh, it was a fucking challenge and a half.
Speaking of the phrase, that checks out.
What?
I think it was last night, my wife and I were on the way home from dinner.
Okay.
And I said something, and she goes, yeah, it checks out.
Your wife is saying it now?
Yes!
Well, yeah, sorry.
Gonna make it, my guy?
Yeah, the bugs are just under my skin.
They're actually behind your eye.
No, they're just under my skin. No. You see that? It's moving.
Ooh,
it's
I'll tell the story. I see the thing I told you earlier.
I actually texted my girlfriend and told her that.
Yeah.
And everybody at her job was laughing. They all thought it was so funny.
Dude, it was fucking whack.
Let's tell the story.
I've seen a lot of shit, but that was like that was something new.
Tell the story.
So a lot of you probably know where South Bend is. If you don't know, that's the city Notre Dame University is in. Yep. So Notre Dame football, yada, Notre Dame anything, is in South Bend, Indiana.
Fuck Notre Dame.
South Bend, actually, I think is now a sanctuary city. So more or less anything fucking goes.
Yeah. Yeah.
South Bend's crime rate is insane.
Mm-hmm.
I think their fire department runs like 60,000 calls a year.
Which is fucking
that's
atrocious.
That's asinine.
Yeah. It's a lot.
It's more or less a shithole. That's what I'm trying to say here.
Yeah.
So, I needed to get fuel. I'm on Main Street in South Bend. I'm going to take a left. And I look over and I see this dude. He has a blanket and like a pole. It's like the top half of a flagpole or some kind of pole, stripper pole, something. I don't know, man. And a blanket. This guy runs out in the middle of four lanes of traffic while traffic's just boogieing. Just fucking bolts out. And he's got his blanket and his pole and he's holding it. And y'all have seen them fucking, like, bullfighting. You know, they take the red cape and they taunt the bull and then they flip it up out of the way when the bull comes for it, whatever. Mm-hmm. This dude's doing this with cars. At like 1 o'clock in the afternoon on a fucking Thursday. Guy is going nuts. He does this for, I don't know, 30 seconds at most. It's just going nuts. Doing twirls, yada yada, the whole fucking shenanigan. What is this guy's fucking deal? Then he gets off on the other side of the road, starts flipping his head all around doing this, and I'm like, okay, well, this guy's obviously on fucking meth. Yeah, it was interesting. Then I was at the gas station getting fuel. This other homeless dude, like, stumbles up. Like, he looked like a fucking zombie, man.
Jesus Christ. Just like,
And there's, like, an ice machine out there, and there's a takeout plate sitting on top of it.
Okay.
Buddy grabs the takeout plate. He's like, he's all looking at it and shit, and he stumbles around some more. And there's another bum on a bike. He starts talking to the bum on the bike. Hey, man. I'm like, what the fuck is going on, man? It was bad enough. I threw $20 in the truck and I fucking took off. I'm like, I'm not sticking around to find out what goes on here. Yeah, it was.
This place is so interesting.
South Bend's whack.
South Bend's whack, yeah. But just the whole demographic of northern Indiana is just.
Yeah, but in areas, it's not that bad.
No, in areas, it's not that bad. Like the local watering hole, perfectly normal
great.
Place.
Yeah, but I was getting my hair cut at my brother's the other day.
Mm.
Watched a bum walk right by the window.
Doing what?
Just bumming around.
And that's 15 minutes north.
Yeah. They're slowly permeating into Goshen, man.
Oh, God.
It seems to be that way anyhow.
Oh. Fucking ridiculous.
Oh, shit.
What?
Up in the station I work at, the city I work in, we've been taking busloads full of, Venezuelans?
Okay.
Some Hispanic.
Yeah.
Because Chicago don't want them. And South Bend don't want them.
Okay.
And then we eventually end up with them.
What?
Yeah.
Why?
Don't know.
Where are they sticking them?
Yeah.
Like,
yep.
Just like on the side of 20 or something? Or?
Sure. A lot of them been going to the mission.
God damn it. It's unfortunate.
But the ones that are coming in seem to be
pretty square people.
Square people wanting to actually work and get their lives straight. So
good. Cool.
Seems to be working out pretty well.
I'm trying to think if we have any other good stories or news from this past week. Not really.
I love how after every interview, it's just like a, hey, here's our life for the last couple weeks.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly how this goes. Ooh! Big update for those listening to the podcast. That may not have seen past Instagram stories and stuff like that. Blah, 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 blah. Shirts are coming out. This podcast will release at 12 a.m. on February the 16th. And at 8 a.m., shirts will be available with the Wild Goose Repair logo on them, as along with another custom design.
The Wild Goose Repair shirts, not the Wrench Jockey Radio shirts.
Yes, not the Wrench Jockey Radio shirts. That's in the works.
It's in the works.
Yes.
You'll get them.
You'll get them eventually. Just calm down.
To give us another 3 years.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I can't believe it took me 3 years to do this, but I guess it's just high in time I do it.
I think it's about the best time you could.
Yeah, it's about the best time I probably could. But, fuck yeah.
Oh, Nate? Boy. What you doing, buddy?
I need the phone.
You need the phone?
The phone?
Yeah. Nate's got to call a guy.
Come get your shit, it's done!
That's exactly what that phone call is. So, and they will be quote-unquote releasing at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Sometime between 8 a.m. and 8:10, when the website goes live, I'll go ahead and I'll throw it up and post it and this, that, and the other. I'll make sure that everything is operating properly, all that super fucking happy fun jazz bullshit. And you guys will get to buy Wild Goose Repair shirts. Two styles. Available from as small as extra small up to 5XL. Which is a big-ass fucking spread.
If you text them on Instagram, you get to Jew them on price.
No, you don't. No, you don't. The price is set. It is what it is. I can't. Shut the fuck up. The last thing I need is to be fucking negotiating price on shirts.
If you do it in an Indian accent, it works better.
Shut the fuck up.
What do I give you $20?
This fucking... I'm not even gonna fucking get into that. This fucking asshole over here was like, fuck you, I'll give you $10.
Sure did. I'll be damned if I ain't getting a shirt for $10.
Oh, I feel like I got a burp, but I can't quite burp.
Just puke. Oh, I've seen you do that before.
What?
That. It ended like this.
Oh. With my hand over my mouth?
Yep.
Trying to mumble the word trash can.
Oh, you want the trash can as it's dripping through his fingers?
Yeah. It was a bad night. I've puked 3 times from drinking. One of them was because of the Buckin' Bitch. The other one was from...
Maybe I'm the bad influence. I've been present each time. I haven't been there each time, but I've been present. That's a phone. It's very orange.
It is very orange. The other one was that Blackout Wednesday deal, and the one before that was at your apartment. I've only puked 3 times from drinking, and none of it was before the age of 21. Which is when you'd expect to really puke from drinking.
Nah.
What do you mean, nah?
I never puked before 21. That's a lie.
That's a lie.
That's a lie.
Most people do, though. Because they get way too drunk when they're
definitely
fucking...
puked after 21, though.
Yeah.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. Fuck, yeah. I really don't... And I'm not... Like, typically when I, like, get sick and have, like, a stomach bug, I'm not even a puker then. Like, I just really...
No.
Like, it takes a lot to upset my fucking iron fucking stomach for me to puke.
Mm-hmm.
Normally, it just falls out the bottom. What?
Goo Lagoon.
Goo Lagoon? Are you fucking me?
No, that's gay.
What other designs should we come out with for shirts?
I still think we need to take the one we've talked about and run with it.
Okay, yeah, we should do that.
I mean, come on.
Yeah.
From the area we're from?
Well.
It would go clinically insane.
Mm-hmm. And so a little inkling for... You and those that listen, we're gonna We're going to drop the shirts this Friday or tomorrow or whatever the fuck. February
8 a.m. That's when you get shirts.
Yep.
No sooner.
February the 16th, you will be able to purchase shirts. 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time is what I should say.
Yeah, Eastern. Yeah, we work on God's time.
Yeah. This is the correct time zone.
Yeah.
In the next couple months, we're going to drop these shirts, but in the next couple months, there's going to be another drop with some stuff that I already have in the works before even dropping these shirts that sure. I've been organizing other people about.
And I haven't even hardly had a hand, other than one shirt that you're probably getting. I haven't had a hand in anything. That was my ass.
That was your ass. You look like you're going to burp and you farted.
Yeah.
Fucking.
I haven't had a hand in anything. However, I'm probably going to have a hand in these things we're cooking up here.
Yeah. So, the next quote-unquote next shirt design will be, I'm not going to say who it is, but will be designed by somebody that is very well-known and very renowned in the design industry. As far as like merchandise goes and shirts and trucks and blah 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 blah, sure. blah blah blah. And then I would like to figure out, and I have time to do it before then, I would like to figure out somebody else to do another design so we can drop them like we're doing now, two at a time.
Yeah.
That way we can have two shirts coming out every couple months or something like that. And I can't guarantee it's going to be the same cycle all the time.
There is also, you haven't brought up, not just shirts, but sweatshirts.
There are sweatshirts. A total of 5 products are available in both designs that we'll be releasing tomorrow. You can get 2 styles of t-shirt, just depending on which one you think is better for you. You can get a long sleeve shirt, and you can also get a crew neck and a hoodie. They come in black, gray, and military green, both designs in any 3 of those colors.
Whatever's out there sounds sick.
I don't know what that was.
I don't know, but it sounds sick.
And something drove by, and I didn't recognize what the
probably
fuck it
whatever's
was.
Picking up, dropping off the sick thing.
No, it was a pickup truck, and there's a trailer in the back.
Oh,
I know what's running. The lot lizard.
Oh.
The lot lizard's running so we can drag that trailer out. That's what it is. So here in a minute, we're going to see an old clapped out Louisville Ford. I'm not answering that. The fucking phone's ringing.
Could be the owner of that trailer. He came back pretty quick.
What do you mean?
Nate came back pretty quick. Could be the owner of that trailer that he's pulling out right now.
Well, what's his problem? If you want me to be totally honest
with
you.
No, you're right, it is.
I'm not going to. Because the odds that this is somebody I don't even want to talk to are a lot higher. anything else about the shirts that we should probably mention?
How many colors did you decide on?
3.
Okay.
Black, gray, and military green. And the other design that we'll be releasing tomorrow is the Wild Goose Repair slogan.
Yes.
And I'm just going to leave it at that, and you guys will see what it is tomorrow when the shirts drop and release
just
and stuff like
just
that.
Just have to look and buy.
You're just going to have to look and buy. It's fucking... Which I'm pretty proud of that one. My girlfriend designed that. It's fucking good shit.
It is good shit.
It's really good shit. Actually, quick little small fact of the day.
All right.
When she made that design, she actually had an argument in her head over what truck she was going to put in it.
Okay.
She wasn't sure if she should use the truck that's in it.
Yep.
Or the Chevy.
Oh, man.
But she knew, she was designing it at the time when I was getting rid of the truck. And she wasn't sure which one was going to be a more sensitive topic. And decided that was the one that she chose was because I was getting rid of the Chevy at the time. And she was like,
well, yeah, but we have another Chevy now.
Yeah, I know. We have another Chevy now.
Oh.
What?
Tell these folks what you done Saturday.
What do you mean?
What'd you take to breakfast?
So that was something I forgot about that I did Saturday. A lot of our friends are volunteer firefighters.
Yeah, all in the same department.
All in the same department. So we try and make it to all of their...
cookouts, breakfasts.
Yeah, exactly.
Like they do a couple... They do a couple breakfasts a year. They do a couple of barbecues a year.
Mm-hmm.
We try to do all those things.
Yeah.
I couldn't go this past weekend because obviously I was out of town.
Right. So... I woke up Saturday morning and was like, shit, I gotta go to this real quick. On my way there, I was like, I'm gonna stop in. Dakota's out of town. His cat needs fed that morning.
He had to feed my cat.
He had to feed
my pussy.
So I stopped in at Dakota's place because it was relatively on the way.
Yeah.
And fed his cat. Well, I parked Elaine, the GMT 400, in his driveway. And I walked out of the house and I looked at the GMT 400. And I glanced over, and here is this blue, stupid, fucking second gen.
Just staring at you,
just
huh?
Staring at me.
Just giving you the eyes?
And I was like, you know, I really can't remember the last time I drove a second gen. And I was like, fuck it, I'm driving that goddamn thing. So I got in it, VP44 truck, fires right up for absolutely no reason.
Uh-huh, has no business.
Has no business starting as fast as it does. Throw her in drive after she runs for a second and pull out of his driveway. And about halfway to the breakfast, which is only if you're doing the speed limit or under the speed limit, yeah, it's like a 10-minute drive. After 5 minutes, I remember why I don't like driving second gens. What a fucking, I don't know what it is. They just feel like such a pain in the ass to drive all the damn time.
You know, I was thinking about that today while I was driving it.
Mm.
Honestly, I was. And I was like, after driving, because that truck sat, my second gen sat all week. I've been driving the Mega Cab all week.
Mm.
That Mega Cab rides and drives worse than that second gen.
Really?
Really. Drive it. Take it. Stop at my house, pick it up.
Your Mega Cab?
Yeah. Keys are in it. Pick it up. I don't care.
I feel like you guys don't understand that this is just how this works. Like,
yeah, we have... Either A, we have keys to all of each other's shit, or B, we know where the keys are at all times.
Yeah.
We just take what we want.
Dakota could take my 6-liter. If the brick nose was running, he could take the brick nose.
Yep.
He could take the... I feel like you guys don't... I gave Dakota... My girlfriend also has the same set of keys. I gave Dakota, because Dakota is down the road from my work, after I... Oh, that's another fucking story I never actually told. I lost my fucking keys.
Again?
No, I never told that story on the podcast.
Oh, yeah, you never did you?
No, I never told that story.
No, you didn't.
So, my girlfriend's truck was broke down, so we grabbed my 6-liter in the fucking trailer and went to go get the motherfucker. Well, for those that have, like, seen me in person and walked around next to me and whatever, yada, 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 know that, like, my keys are always clipped to my belt loop. Like, there's a clip on my keys with 2 key rings on it. It's like everything I need all the time. I can like, but I'm useless without these keys. I'm utterly useless without them. I was loading up my girlfriend's pickup and for some reason I decided to throw them in my sweatshirt pocket. I don't know why. I just did. And we got to, the shop and I went to go grab my keys out of my pocket and realized that I didn't have the motherfuckers. They were just plumb gone. So, I was like, fuck. We went back to the places we stopped and looked around in her backyard, this, that, and the other. Can't find my fucking keys. I'm fucked. So, that was a Sunday. I believe the next day was... It was a Sunday I lost my keys, yeah.
Yeah, nah.
It was a Sunday. Because I had to wake up and go to work the next day.
Was it a Sunday?
Yeah, because the next day was a Monday, and that's when you went to go talk to your uncle by the second gen.
Oh, it was, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a Sunday. Yes, it was. Yes.
So some nice feller actually found my keys and posted about it on Facebook and said, hey. Uh-oh. Are you dying?
No, that's it. I have the herpes.
You have the herpes? Some nice feller posted on Facebook and said, hey, found these keys on the side of the road. Anybody knows who they are? Well, that post was sent to my girlfriend, who then messaged him and was like, hey, those are my boyfriend's keys. He feels lost without them. Thank you for finding them. He's like, great. He was like, what two keys are missing from this keychain? And he had a picture of them.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, oh, well, it's his keys to his Snap-on toolbox. They're Snap-on sure. keys. And he was like, great, I'll come drop them off. So the motherfucker came and dropped them off. But that whole debacle, like, I was without my keys for, like, 24 hours.
Yeah, you about had a meltdown over it.
Yeah, I was fucking useless. I can't get into the house. I can get into the shop. There's ways to get in here. But I can't get into the shop. I can't, like most of my pickups have keys in them if I'm in town. So I could still drive my pickup wherever I needed to. But, like, anything I needed to get into that was locked, which is nine times out of ten my shit is locked.
Yeah.
I couldn't fucking do anything. So the next day, Tuesday, I drove to the key-making place and had two sets of exact replica keys made of the most important keys on that keychain,
mm-hmm.
and gave one to my girlfriend and gave one to Dakota. Which leads us back into the whole reason we talked about this, which is...
We just take whatever we want.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't need...
At this point, if I wake up and one of my trucks is gone, which hasn't happened yet, surprisingly. However, I'm probably not going to be concerned. Because odds are I know where it is.
Any one of us can take... Any one of us can take a vehicle from the other one at any time, and it concerns nobody. What concerns us is when the vehicle goes missing and there's not another vehicle
yeah,
we know.
Yeah, there's not a replacement. That's when it starts to get hairy.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that's when it... One time, one of my buddies in high school... So, those that don't know our fairgrounds, like, aren't going to get this, but I pulled up behind the grandstands on Wednesday, and they're plowing the track for the polls Thursday.
Sure.
So... Me and my girlfriend at the time get out of my pickup. It was my Chevy. And I just didn't think anything about it. I know a lot of people at this fairground.
Yeah.
I just left the truck running. Whatever. Running the AC.
Fucker's gone.
Yeah, so I fucking walk up to the grandstands. We watch for like 5 minutes or so. Watch them tearing up the dirt, getting it down to the clay. And then I walk down, and fucking truck's gone. And I'm like, motherfucker, somebody just stole my truck at the fucking county fair. Are you fucking kidding me? Who's dumb enough to do that? Everybody knows my fucking pickup. Literally, everybody and their fucking mom.
Yeah.
And then I, like, look around, and here the motherfucker is, off, tucked in, like, next to the barns, next to the fucking grandstand.
Yeah.
Off with two fucking jackass friends of mine sitting in it, waving like idiots, like this. And I'm like, motherfucker...
And we do, not, it doesn't even pertain to trucks necessarily. We take each other's shit all the time.
Yeah. Yeah, we do. Every single one of us. I had Lane's fucking hone for like, what, 3 months or something like that?
Just. By the way, Lane's here again now.
Yeah, Lane's here again
now. He just got here.
He just got here. Fucking hanging out, whatever. Yeah, I had that motherfucker for like 3 months.
Found it again last night.
Mine yeah. broke on the first use.
Yeah.
Probably because he's it on a real engine.
Fucking diesel. Oh yeah, when Dakota works and does side work, the shop he does side work at is like a couple turns away from here. So when he has something he's missing, guess where he comes? He just comes and steals my shit.
Yeah.
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 Just like, what did you come steal the one time? Oh, you couldn't get a balancer on? I think you came and got an installer or like the biggest hammer I owned or something.
I did that at my house.
Oh, yeah, you did that at your house.
That was when I was putting that small block in that truck.
Yeah, that was when you were putting that small block in that truck.
Way too long.
It is what it is. No big fucking deal.
I get to put, once it warms up again,
mm-hmm.
get to put a core support in that truck.
Yeah? There you go. That core support was kind of rusty.
Kind of?
I'm giving it some grace.
That core support was rusty with call bone to that truck.
How many years ago was that?
Two or three now.
Jesus.
At least... No. Shit. At least three.
Probably closer to four.
I'll never forget the night we had that truck on the hoist, putting the 11 and a half in it. It's a GMT 400. Yeah. We were swapping an 11 and a half into it. Backed it out, didn't check a damn thing, hooked it to the gooseneck, pulled the pulling truck on, went to Napanee.
Was there oil in it?
Oh, yeah, no, it was okay, all fine.
I was going to say, no, it was, I was like, is this story going somewhere?
It was
somewhere?
All fine. Yeah, no, that truck with the 8,000-pound gooseneck and the 8,000-pound sled puller on it.
Yeah.
7,200. Uh-huh. Which the sled pulling truck we had at the time, the old shop I worked at, was, it's actually around on TikTok. I don't know the guy's name anymore, but it's a crew cab short box GMT 400 with an LLY in it.
Yep.
If anyone's seen that truck or wants to know about it, you ask me. I'd tell you anything that's done to it. That was the sled pulling truck. We literally backed the truck out. I don't even think he took it on a lap around. Well, maybe. I went home and got laid in between this. It's one of them days, man. She pulled up. She's like, right now. And I'm like, right now? Right now. All right, whatever. Anyway. As far as I know, backed it out. Hooked it up to the gooseneck. Pulled the pulling truck on. Straight Napanee.
Jesus Christ. Well, that's just...
That truck doesn't like towing that much. Uh-huh. It'll do it.
Yeah,
but well, it was in, like, second or third gear the whole time. Just fucking screaming.
Oh, yeah, that's the thing we should probably mention. It's a 350 cubic inch small block.
Yeah, and a three-quarter ton extended cab long box truck.
Yeah. Yeah, there's... Yeah.
It's a pretty truck.
It is.
The rust is starting to eat it.
Yeah, it's just time to catch up to it, or catch up on it, is what I should say.
Ooh, other new recent news. I've scored an entire interior for the Mega Cab.
Oh, you have, yeah. Scored a new interior for the Mega Cab. That'll get taken care of here soon-ish. Lee, whatever.
I feel like I may have already mentioned that. I don't remember.
I don't think you did. Soon-ish, Lee, that'll get taken care of. Wiring harness for your truck, or for the VP truck. For the engine, is what we should say. The brake nose is inside of the shop, and it is getting worked on and finished.
At some point when it gets warm enough, you're going to get pictures on Instagram or TikTok or whatever of like 15 trucks that we own between all of us.
Yeah, so the next... Yeah. Yeah, so the next big project, the next like kind of debacle that's going on right now is because my boss just pulled out his dad's square body and started getting it running and going again. We've all kind of got a hair up our ass to, like, get our old pieces of shit and stuff running. So, like, the goal here is to have Nate's Ranger, my brick nose, Dakota's Mega Cab, my 6-liter. If Nate gets his 6-liter running, hopefully, put that in the picture. Lane, are you going to bring your Camaro out for this?
Ooh, bring the Camaro out.
Good, sure.
Get the Camaro out.
Yeah.
Culp's going to have his second gen.
And his Mega Cab.
And his Mega Cab.
I'll also have my second gen and my Suburban.
That's 10 trucks so far. And then...
9.5.
9.5.
The Camaro doesn't Camaro. Count.
The Camaro doesn't count.
You know what we'll do? After Culp gets the first or second cutting of hay done, we'll all go pull him out in the hayfield and catch a real nice sunset.
That'll be cool. That'll
be badass.
That'll be fucking cool. Then... If we have enough time before summer hits, the goal is to finish the brick and get my bike going, and I'll stick the bike in the bed of one of the pickups for this picture.
Something that I'm sure some of you are keeping up with that I haven't made any headway on for some reason is my Suburban project.
Yeah.
For the second winter in a row.
Yeah.
I really need to get moving. At bare minimum, the gas, the big block can stay in it, whatever. I want to get the axles done, the suspension done.
Yeah. Well...
Just but I bought a second gen.
Right, and now we're fucking around with the second gen.
That, and I gotta pay $4,000 in taxes again.
Fuck. Yeah, I don't have to pay that much. What the fuck else?
Shut up!
Oh, yeah, if I get my bike finished, because my bike is more important to me than the next project, if we have enough time, because I know it's not gonna actually take a lot, I would just like to have the black brick nose running and driving. Because I know
it's doable.
It's very doable. But it just depends on how long my bike takes.
I can't wait to beat the shit out of that 6.9.
Yeah, that we need to find an air cleaner for it.
Why?
Because I would like it to run at least okay.
Just put a screen over the intake.
Oh my god.
We'll put some screen mesh over it.
Oh my god, no.
On the way here tonight, down the drive here, I matted that second gen first time. Full wide open.
Yeah, what did it do? 25?
It took it.
Why wouldn't it take it? It's a factory VP44 truck.
Yeah, I probably popped the head when I did it.
Regardless, this is the debacle of this, or this is kind of like the project for this year, sort of. I don't fucking know.
This has been a bunch of nonsense. Mm-hmm. We kind of came together for a relative, I guess, project for the year.
Yeah. Remember, kids, don't get it right, get it running.
Drugs are cheaper.
Drugs are
legitimately
cheaper than doing this. Lane's like, no shit. After Lane just...
That's not me encouraging drugs.
No, but...
It's just cheaper.
It's just facts. But until next time, thank you for tuning in to Wrench Jockey Radio. You can find shirts live for sale tomorrow, today, when this podcast releases at 8 a.m. I'll make sure they're posted, ready to fucking go. You can find me at wildgoose_repair on TikTok and Instagram. Dakota, where can they find you?
You can find me at Hickok Diesel, H-I-C-K-O-K, Diesel, on TikTok. You can find me on Instagram at dhickok_5.9.
Until next time,
bye-bye!